The Bible is the word of Almighty God. Therefore, it does not need to be defended, only understood. The purpose of this program is to present to you, our viewers, the key to understanding the Scriptures. There is within the pages of the Bible itself a God-given design for studying the Bible. All the confusion that exists within Christianity today is the result of two failures. Number one, ignoring God's design for Bible study, and number two, failing to believe what the Bible actually says. We remind you of what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:18, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall abide forever." We're instructed in Romans 3:4, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." We are informed by 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And as well, God tells us how to study His Word in 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That's God's design, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not according to your liking, not into verses you want or don't want to obey, but making distinctions where God makes distinctions. Obeying that portion of the Bible that is specifically addressed to us today. Now, here is our teacher.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the preaching of God's grace, the message of God's grace, rightly dividing. My name is Dov Avnon. I'm guest in this country, and I'm guest here at Grace Bible Church in Warren, Michigan. I would like today to tell you a message which not belong to a church. It is a message which belongs to God, which telling us about His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I know some of you are maybe tired or to listen to other people who will tell them how to live or what to do. But I would like today to take you to a message which speaks about how to find a rest. Maybe it will be short message. Maybe you will say, "I hear it so much and so many times in my life. I hope that maybe the Lord today will open your heart to understand that whether you go to a church, whether you sit now at home, that by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can have now, where you sit, eternal life." Turn with me to the Bible, to the Jeremiah book in the Old Testament. And we go to read in chapter 6, verse 16. And where we read, "Thou says the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old path, wherein the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." I hope that my message can be clear. I don't try to convert you to another religion. I brought up as a Jew in Israel, and no one converted me to another message. But 14 years ago, someone told me that the name of Jesus Christ is the only name was given to people whereby they can be saved, because I was searching for a peace. If you are not searching, you are in bad situation. Because how we go to eat, how we go to drive a car if we are not searching for something in our life? And I know that in our society, everything comes to us. We can drive a car, we can lay all the day in bed and watching television. We don't have to go outside. But finding God, finding the Lord Jesus Christ, ask or demand us to start to search for something. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was on earth, He said also, "Search and you will find." So I hope that you can follow me today in our search for the right way whereby people can be saved. So we read Jeremiah 6, verse 16, where the Lord says to the nation of Israel, "Go and search. Don't believe that whatever the pastor says is the right message. If you're doubting whether all those churches might not tell you the right truth, start to search. Take your Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, and start to search." And what we are searching today for, I believe, and I see it in my personal life, that I started to search for rest. This is what we're interested in, rest in our life, the rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn your Bible with me to Romans. Paul later, many years later, Paul got a special revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this revelation, he said to us something about rest and peace. Turn the Bible with me to Romans 5. Romans 5, so chapter 5, verse 1, where we read, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." I remember 14 years ago, someone told me about the way how to find rest. It was not in a building. It was not in a fancy place. It was somewhere down the road. It was in the south of Israel, in the desert, where people told me, you may be a Jew, you may be a Muslim, you may be a Catholic or Protestant. Never mind what you are. There is only one way to have this rest. And while we're looking to Romans 5, we want also to look to the book Acts. It is in Acts 4, verse 12. Because in this book, we read something about the one name which was given to people whereby they can be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. I know that today we seem to be a radical where we're pointing out that there is only one name whereby people can be saved. They said radical because maybe you know the famous saying that says there are many ways who are leading to Rome. And there are many ways who are leading to Detroit or to New York. But dear listener, I want to assure you one thing, that there are many ways who are leading to hell, but there is only one way leading to eternal life. And here we read something in Acts 4, verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." First of all, I told you about searching for rest. I visited this country for a few days, and I walked on the street, and sometimes I saw people, we've visited here also a rescue mission. I saw people laying on the street while they're still breathing the air, they are dead. They're hanging around, they are not searching, nothing interesting for them. And I know that in this country, you can preach and you can teach and you can say to people there is only one name, but if you, my dear friend, are not searching, then my words are for vain. Because if you are not searching for the peace with the Lord, then I can speak to you and tell you, or every week another preacher, but it cannot help. Because you have to start with yourself. Search. Look to yourself and ask, where can I find peace for my heart? Can you find peace through television? Can you find peace through food? Can you find peace by going and drinking? I want to tell you that there is a better way, through calling the one name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, and let's read it again in Acts 4, verse 12, where he says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I hope that you're going to read those things prayerfully. He don't speak that there is only one local church whereby you can be saved. There are many churches who will teach us the way, and they think that they have the way to be saved. But the Bible don't point to the building, but he points to the only true church. All those people, whether they are Jews or Gentiles, who trusted Christ as their personal Savior. Next week I'm flying back to Holland, I'm trusting that the airplane will bring me back home. What are you trusting for your salvation? Are you able now to trust Christ as the one who died for your sins? People ask me also, how can I get this trust? I believe there is only one book, the Bible, which can show us the way of salvation. Turn with me your Bible to Hebrew 4, verse 12. There are many books in this country. We spend today going to a big bookstore with 500,000 books. But I believe there is only one book in this earth which we can call the Word of God. And in Hebrew 4, verse 12, we can read it. Hebrew 4, verse 12, where we read, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing under of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intents of the heart." Can you imagine those things? I try to come to you with a message that at the moment you don't believe. It's like selling to you a car. And how can you be convinced that this car is the right car? There is only one way: by first trusting Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, 13, 14, that at the moment that you are doing it, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, then you will have the security and the assurance that this is the Word of God. So I would say trust. Trust what the Bible says. We say in Holland that a sword cutting on both sides. On the one side, there is here a man try to tell you that there is a way to get eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ. But on the other hand, if you receive this gospel, you will have to understand that first of all, we have to admit that we need a Savior. We need someone who can save us. And I want to take you with me to the book of Corinthians, the first letters that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Turn with me, please, the Bible to there. I can tell you a lot of stories about how the Lord worked in my life. But I wouldn't like to entertain you or to come over as I know the truth. Because I know that the truth is in the Word. 14 years ago, I trusted the Word and I got eternal life. But I cannot convince you. We always say we can convince anyone, but we can witness. We can use the Word because the Word is powerful. If you are now willing to trust what the Word says, look what's going to happen to you. In 1 Corinthians, in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 till 4. We call this message the all-round message of grace. Look what I mean. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand." Paul called this gospel the all-round gospel. I've been once in my life also a plumber. And we call it the all-round plumber. It is the plumber who comes inside the house and is able to fix everything. I mean by this, there are many people who trust in Christ as their personal Savior. But still, when you ask them, "Are you saved?" they said, "Well, I've been baptized. I go every Sunday to the church." Paul says, "Which also ye have received." God came to this earth through the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave you the gift of eternal life. You can pray about it. You can go every Sunday to the church. But if you are not willing to receive it, then you are lost, dear friend. It's go back to our study, in the beginning of the study. Are you searching? If you are not searching and not willing to search, there is no one preacher on this earth who can convince you to receive Christ. You have to do it by your own. And he says later in the verse, "Which also ye have received and wherein you stand. Are you standing on what you believe? If I tell you now, Christ died for your sins, what would be your answer if I ask you what happened to your sins? There are many people who say, well, I hope that God forgave them. Why you are not standing on what the Lord says? He just said that Christ died for your sins. If you ask me what happened to my sin, I know that God died for them. It didn't make me to be a better person. I am the same like you. But I know to trust the Lord. Wherever I fall in sin, wherever I need the help of the Lord, I trust always His word. Because if I look to myself, I found there no good. But as I trusted what He did for me on the cross, that He died for my sins and rose from again for my righteousness, I stand on it and I trust that this is the only way to be saved. And He says in verse 2, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Do you know that everyone believes on this earth? I am a believer the same as you. If you believe in yourself, or you believe in money, or you don't believe at all, you are still one of the best believers on this earth. There are no such people on this earth who are not believing. But it's pity to believe in vain. May I ask you something? Do you have a saving faith? Whatever you believe, I respect it. Can it save you? Where He says here, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. When I said Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, it brings me in mind that till now I'm standing on what God's Word says. If I look to my life, I can see in my life I was never a religious person. I'm not depending on any organization or any church building. I like to visit those buildings, because when you visit them, there you can find your brother and sisters, where you can have a fellowship together, where you can listen to God's word, where you can grow. But don't mix between going to a church building in order to edify or going to a church in order to be saved. Because if you think that by going to a church building, while it is only for the fellowship, you can be saved, then the Apostle Paul says, oh no, your faith is in vain. Can you imagine? You spend all your life giving money and you thought that there is something at your bank, and suddenly you get a letter from the bank that there is nothing, and they put you in jail. And you said, well, I gave the money for the poor people, but no one covered you. And this is why the message of grace rightly dividing doesn't based on what church building may say or denomination or organization, but depend on what Christ said through the Apostle Paul. And this is why Paul says here also, Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. And that He was buried and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. I'm happy to have this faith. It is a faith which depends on the Scripture. Look with me to Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. It is a very interesting passage, because the Apostle Paul speaks here about God's word which work in us. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. You can go somewhere, you can receive this message now, or you can listen to it. You might say to any preacher, he know, he went to school, he studied. But if you receive this message as a message of man, it will never work in you. It's like a key, buying the right car and having the right key. And if you're using another key, it will doesn't work. There is only one way that what we preach, the word of faith, of salvation, that it can work in your life. First of all, by receiving it as the word of God. And we know the Bible is the word of God, and God used people in order to preach this message. Let's go further. So we saw till now few points. Searching for truth. You can always listen for what people saying about the Bible. You can always joining a church and going and sitting there. Some of the people, while they're listening to the preacher, they're falling asleep. But you can, on the other hand, said, I'm, regardless which church that I'm joining, looking for rest in my heart. And while you look into this rest, you start to ask yourself, where can I find it? We try to tell you, we try to convince you, we try to tell you about wonderful message that there is only one name whereby people can be saved, and the name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So try it. Try to trust Him. How to do it? You go back to the message of grace. You go back to the Bible. And you listen to this gospel. Look with me to where when Paul wrote to the Romans. Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 4. And here you will see what we preach. Because in Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 4, he says, for Christ is the end of the law. For righteousness, so everyone that believe. He speaks here about Moses. Yeah, Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. That the man which does those things shall live by them. Moses, if you go back to the Old Testament, told the people, you know, you do those certain things and you can be righteousness. And of course, when you're living according to the Old Testament, in some cases, you can have a better life than other people. But look further, what happened later? Because we don't preaching now righteousness, that you can say, I'm standing right with God because I did something. We preaching different righteousness. And righteousness mean that you can say, I'm standing right with God. Can you imagine? You have a problem with your wife? You have a problem with the friends? Can you say at this moment, I'm standing right with Him? Well, the Bible wants to tell you a way that you can have the insurance that now you are standing right with God. And He says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in this heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Say, don't use excuse. If you take it in other words, don't find excuses not to believe. Don't say, my parents beat me. I'm hungry. Don't use those excuses, because he says, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from dead. But what saith is, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. You see, the word of faith, what we preach, and we don't preach a word of denomination, church, or organization. We preach the word of faith. And this word of faith is in your mouth. It's not in the mouth of the preacher. It's not in my mouth. It's in your mouth. And what does it say in verse 9? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Don't use excuses. Use your mouth. And you know, when I speak about confess, in my country, people thinking that confession has to do with a big audience. They think that has to do with a big public. It has to do with your heart, in your closed room, alone. Trust now the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Receive Him, because the moment that you will do and you take the Bible, you can have eternal life. I'm visiting now Grace Bible Church in Warren. I will stay here for another week. You can, in this church, get a message of grace, not a message of organization, but the living message of grace, rightly dividing. And this message we need in this day. We are tired that people will tell us what to do in order to be saved. We need the rest of God. We need the Bible. We need to go back to the Bible. Go back to the Bible in order to be saved. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
We hope this program has been an eye-opener to you. We are not out to destroy anyone's faith, but to establish your faith upon the truth. Only then will you experience real liberty. The truth shall set you free. If we can be of any further assistance to you, we would love to help you. Or if you would like any of the free literature you see on your screen, you may call or write Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Our phone number is area code 313-778-5032. Once again, that's Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Area code 313-778-5032. This program was presented freely to you in cooperation with this local public cable station. Thank you for sharing this time with us. Join us again this time next week to learn more about God's message of grace. Until then, this is Daniel Schulert speaking for all of us at Grace Bible Church, praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being lightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe.